Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on News Radio 92.3. Many things to do today. I'm very excited. Coming up at 512 this afternoon, we're going to be speaking to Matt Coughlin. Of course, he's the executive director at the Pensacola International Airport. Four things we're going to be talking to Matt about, and four things that are basically on your mind because I've been getting text about these. First of all, we want to talk about the improved load factor, more folks flying in and out of Pensacola International. We'll talk about the cargo situation. Yep, the numbers are up in that area as well. We'll also talk about how's things looking in the TSA checkpoint arena. Remember this past summer, they were putting in those new systems, which caused a few backup lines. I know they're operational now, but I just want to see how they're doing and if they're ready for the challenge coming up next week with the Thanksgiving traffic. And then, of course, by golly, we'll talk about those parking spaces. There's 434 new ones, but it's been a kind of a process in getting those parking spaces allocated and in place. We'll talk to Matt Coughlin this afternoon, 512 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And also, just in a couple minutes here, we'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather. But first, the illegal immigrant convicted of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley is being sentenced to life without parole. Jose Ibarra was found guilty of all 10 counts by the judge who handed down the verdict after Ibarra waived his right to a jury trial. The prosecution said he went hunting for women on the University of Georgia campus and encountered Riley on her morning run in February. The case drew national attention, of course, and was the focus of the presidential election. And you've actually, I've seen people on social media talking about this as far as, you know, one of the biggest criticisms of voting Republican was, oh, you're voting against women. Well, people are like, well, no, I'm voting for this woman right here. Even after the election, it's still a very hot button issue on social media.
You know, I was watching when the verdict came down today. I was watching that courtroom. And one thing I noticed, the translator who was talking to Ibarra, when she read to him the verdict.
Yep.
Crickets. No expression, no nothing.
It probably knew.
Very cold, just very cold expression, you know,
yeah.
that he learned that, hey, he's gone for the rest of his life.
You're done.
But there was no expression, and I thought that was kind of not interesting, but sad. I think that's a better word for it.
Yeah.
Cold man, cold heart, right. Cold act.
Cold future.
Just absolutely cold. 414 News Radio 92.3. Let me go ahead and tell you about the stocks. They ended up mixed today amid predictions ahead of the holiday shopping season. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the report.
The major averages pairing from bigger losses in the final hour of trading and ending mixed as investors await earnings from chipmaker giant NVIDIA after the closing bell, giving Wall Street the latest look into the strength of artificial intelligence trading. NVIDIA's earnings will be the last of the Magnificent Seven tech megacaps to deliver financial results. Tech stocks were among the worst performers today, while healthcare and energy gained. Target shares tumbling over 20% for its worst day in 2.5 years after releasing disappointing quarterly results. The Dow winners, Amgen, United Health Group, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Visa, and Amazon. The Dow up 140 points. The Nasdaq lower by 21. S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather together is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, just have some backups in our usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, maybe a little bit on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Michigan Avenue, and then a lot on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's pushing you back to the Oriole Beach area. Outside of that, it's just some issues here and there on Highway 90 that you typically see this hour. As for the weather, sitting at about 71 degrees, it's going to be a low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny day, high of 64, low of 45, so it's going to get a little chilly.
I think we're geographically misplaced. Is what's happening here.
It feels that way often with this climate.
Okay, I want to tag on to the story you were talking about in the roads and what the status is there. I do want to pass this on to you. Motorists will continue to experience delays at those CSX transportation railroad crossings in Escambia County. Now, this has been a contentious issue for a lot of people, rightly so. Officials confirming the latest road open-close status. Here you go, Archer Road and El Camino Road are closed. They will reopen tomorrow morning. Woodbury Circle is closed with a temporary crossing in place. Beck's Lake Road and Eden Lane are closed, and as has been for the past few days here, traffic is being detoured during this time. So try to maneuver that with a sense of patience.
Absolutely. And a House Ethics Committee report on President-elect Trump's Attorney General pick, Matt Gaetz, will not be released. Following a two-hour closed-door meeting, committee chair Michael Guest said, quote, there is not an agreement by the committee to release the report. Gaetz has faced accusations, of course, of sexual misconduct, including allegedly having sex with a 17-year-old girl. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle had called for the report on the former Florida congressman to be released, but House Speaker Mike Johnson urged the Ethics Committee to keep the report under wraps since Gaetz has resigned from Congress. So I guess, at least for now, Mike Johnson and his side have prevailed.
Yeah, it's been pretty... I don't know. I think it's going to get more interesting as it goes, and I'm sure somebody's getting ready to write a book or a movie about it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be kind of interesting, like a miniseries.
Oh, the screenwriters are probably going at it just, let's get this thing out of here, you know, right when it happens. Oh, look, it's here on the big screen. Just be prepared for that. I guarantee there's probably a movie on the way with this. President-elect Donald Trump closer to naming who he wants to join him in Washington as his Treasury Secretary. Still up in the air about this. Fox's Business's Edward Lawrence has details from the White House.
President-elect Trump keeps a very close team that handles the economy and trade. And in his first term, the Treasury Secretary played a huge role in that. There's been another round of interviews related to this. And yesterday, President-elect Trump went to visit the SpaceX launch in Texas, riding with him on his plane. And by his side, Bill Hagerty, the senator from Tennessee. His name resurfaced as a potential pick for Treasury Secretary because the president-elect needs someone who knows how to get his agenda across the finish line in Congress. Two reported meetings with Mark Rowan and Kevin Warsh, Scott Bessent and Robert Lighthizer also being considered. A source close to Fox says that the president-elect is looking for someone who is pro-tariff, but who can also calm the markets.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a story about some migrants coming ashore in Broward County. Details on that and more coming up. Also, just want to remind you that about an hour and 10 minutes from now, right before the Fox News break next hour, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State and Charleston Southern. So be on the lookout for that. Anyways, all that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Florida Blue and Egg Fest Pensacola invite you to a healthy grilling celebration Friday, November 22nd, 11:30 to 2 at the local Florida Blue Center at 1680 Airport Boulevard. Meet the Florida Blue healthcare team and enjoy watching the expert chefs at work. Open enrollment has started, and choosing the right health plan is simple. When you work with Pensacola's Florida Blue Center, find your health solution at Airport and 9th.
While supplies last, even attendance is required. Parent or guardian must be present with children. Policies and limitations and exclusions. La Crosse Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated, DBA Florida Blue.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMen'sHealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Who is that? Is that? I'm trying to think of that voice. I'm trying to think the voice.
It's a very distinct voice.
It really is. It's not Robbie Robertson.
No, this guy's more famous than that.
John Mayer?
No, Bob Dylan.
That was Dylan?
That was Bob Dylan. Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell by the nasaliness of it.
I need to take care of this, though. Time is clicking, and you'll get this while I'm saying I need to take care of this right now. The countdown to the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season underway. Yay. Pensacola Mardi Gras invites Mardi Gras crews, local businesses, and community leaders to a citywide planning meeting tonight. That's why I said we had to do this right now. I think it happens around 6 o'clock over at Apple Annie's inside Seville Quarter. Meeting's free and open to the public. Again, though, I think it gets underway about 6 o'clock over at, in the quarter. So take care of that for you Mardi Gras aficionados.
Well, you know, I got something coming up that's local as well. But I'll get to that right after traffic and weather here. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Alrighty, let's see. Looking at the roads here. Only had problems in our usual areas from what I could see. The worst looking spots are I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And last but not least, Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound passing Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's about 71 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 45. Should be a beautiful sunny day. Now, Chris, this is what I was hinting at. Okay. The Eglin Air Force Base Veterans Job Fair gets underway tomorrow at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Convention Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Over 35 companies offering employment opportunities and actively hiring veterans. Registration is free and available to all transitioning military, veterans, military spouses, and dependents.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for the past week. A lot of interested in that, especially from the vets, when you're talking about the FWB side of the equation.
Right.
So, yeah, and I also want to tap on earlier this hour, a few minutes ago, you were kind of touching on this. Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to Fox News as the U.S. approves long-range missiles for Ukraine to attack Russia. This is getting to be crazy. And I think that's what we set off mic, wasn't it? This
yes.
is getting to be crazy. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv this afternoon.
Hours before Ukraine launched long-range missiles into southern Russia, we were on a train with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asking him about these U.S.-supplied ATACMS.
It's not enough just to say, yes, you have the permission, and then give us, for example, SOTI missiles.
You're talking about ATACMS, long-range
yes,
missiles.
Yes, we're speaking about ATACMS.
And
also Storm Shadow from UK, and also Scalps from France. They all our partners always look on permission from the United States. United States.
I asked Zelensky about these missiles a separate time and if any targets were off limits. He didn't imply that targets were off limits with these missiles, but said in the past the Americans were unhappy when Ukraine targeted Russia's energy infrastructure.
Hmm. Very interesting. That's just something that's snowballing more and more. I love how Russia was utilizing North Korean troops, and then we say, okay, Ukraine, you can use our missiles, and all of a sudden Russia's like, not cool. Don't be mean like that. Hinted at this before the break, over a dozen migrants are in custody after coming ashore in Broward County. They were found yesterday morning after their boat arrived in Pompano Beach. Federal officials say 13 of the migrants are from Ecuador and 5 are from China. That's quite a trip.
Okay, well, we were talking about military and what was just the different various nuances around that whole umbrella. Financial officers at over 30 states writing to House Speaker Mike Johnson, voicing their concerns about military spending, bopping up that national debt. A lot of concerns being voiced now. Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn has more from Capitol Hill.
The U.S. debt is so massive that those financial state officers are warning that it is a national security threat. They are saying that the course we are on right now is unsustainable, irresponsible, and dangerous. Right now, our debt is $36 trillion and counting. This is how bad the problem is. The U.S. government collected $4.5 trillion in taxes, but the government spent $6.3 trillion. So we are spending trillions more than taxes can pay for every year, and this debt is not interest-free. The government is also spending a huge chunk of our taxes to just pay off interest on the debt that we are accumulating. Interest in 2023 cost over $1 trillion. That's more than what the government spends on Medicare or what the government spends on our military.
And a Florida man, whenever you hear that, it's be ready for a ride. Florida man taking legal action against Netflix in connection to the recently live-streamed fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. People will sue you for anything. Hillsborough County resident Ronald Denton has filed a class action lawsuit against the platform earlier this week after alleged issues during Friday night's event. Denton claims that Netflix breached its contract when viewers were unable to watch the fight between the legendary boxer and former YouTuber due to buffering. Thousands of people have complained about facing similar problems. Meanwhile, Netflix has called the streaming event a success. Yeah, because you made a lot of money. But the buffering, I watched it, and I will say it was quite an issue just because of all the people that were trying to tune in.
Do they have a disclaimer or something before that runs? Technical difficulties are not the responsibility of this network or something like that.
They may have that fine print somewhere, but they didn't have it on their app. And the problem is, it's just I don't think they were prepared for all of that influx, which says a lot about the viewership or lack thereof that they're getting, because that hasn't seemingly been a problem before.
Hey, something went terribly wrong as files containing statements from witnesses that gave testimony against former Congressman Matt Gaetz and President-elect Trump's pick for the U.S. attorney were hacked. Somebody hacked into Matt's files there. The files included an unredacted deposition of a woman who reportedly had sex with Gaetz as a minor. Gaetz has, of course, denied the allegations. That is, if you'll cruise across the network feeds, you'll see that's pretty hot. I mean, that's every other story is Matt Gaetz, Matt Gaetz, Matt Gaetz, Matt Gaetz. I've got a kind of, I want to tag on to that coming up in the next 30 minutes or so. What President-elect Trump is now saying about his selection of Matt Gaetz. And I can kind of give you a little clue ahead of this one, okay?
All righty.
He's kind of scratching his head. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Venezuelan migrant Jose Ibarra sentenced to life without parole for the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Several of her family members read statements ahead of that sentencing, including her father, David.
My daughter, Lakin Riley, was not just our child. She was the light of my life, the person who brought joy to every room she entered. And now that light has been extinguished forever.
The case became a lightning rod for national issues like crime and illegal immigration. At least two people have died as a powerful storm with hurricane force winds batters the northwestern U.S.
Officials in Washington state say a woman in Bellevue was killed when a tree fell on her home, and a woman in Linwood was killed when a tree fell on a homeless encampment. Parts of the state seeing wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, leaving hundreds of thousands without power.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. McDonald's is reportedly preparing 2025 value offerings in a bid to retain customers that are fed up with sky-high costs at restaurants. The company says their plan involves keeping the $5 value meal it launched this summer for the first half of next year, along with a buy one, add one option for a dollar more, according to CNBC. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 139 points, the S&P 500 up less than 1 point, and the Nasdaq losing 21. SpaceX launched its sixth test flight for their Starship rocket yesterday. The uncrewed Starship took off from the company's facility in Texas. Low-cost carrier Frontier Airlines announcing it's adding 16 new routes beginning next year. The move expands the airline's service across the U.S. and the Caribbean, and the new routes will launch in February and March. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're counting down the days until the final college football playoff rankings are released on December 8th. And as for the 12 teams that make the final cut, I think the SEC and Big Ten will each get four teams in. Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana, Alabama, Texas, Georgia, and Ole Miss taking up eight spots. I also like Colorado to win the Big 12 and SMU to win the ACC. Finally, I have Boise State and Notre Dame claiming two spots as well. I'm Zach Gelb.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly.
B21. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Running right, lowers the shoulder, he fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Charleston Southern at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ooh,
92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I call that when that genre of music of Billy Joel, the Christy Brinkley genre. That's what he was cranking out that at that point in his career, a lot of pop tunes, you know?
Yeah.
That was pretty much based on Christy, if you will, on that. That's why we say that. But anyway, I like Billy Joel. What can I say? Good choice of selection of music. Tonight, I'm going to reach out and say you better put on maybe an extra blanket.
Perhaps.
Throw an extra blanket on us. Those temperatures are going to be in the middle to low 40s. And yes, we are geographically misplaced this afternoon.
Yeah, we're all out of sorts.
Jeez and peace. But anyway, Austin will be around with a complete look at the forecast. He'll probably make that a 3 to 5 day forecast, kind of give you a little bit of extension there, so making plans for the weekend, that type of thing. He's coming around with that, but I wanted to throw this out at you right now. Yeah, baseball season is over. They still have the controversy going on in Tampa. Ballpark going to Steinbrenner? Is it going to go to Clearwater? Who knows what's happening down there? But I do know this. The Baseball Writers Association has unveiled the two Major League Managers of the Year. Fox's Bob Mortelli has the finals.
Both managers won the honor after their first full seasons as skippers. Cleveland's Stephen Vogt claimed the American League award. Just 2 years after ending his playing career, Vogt guided the Guardians to a Central Division title. Cleveland won 16 more games than the previous season and reached the ALCS. Vogt received 27 of 31st place votes. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy won the National League award following a 93-win campaign. Murphy also collected 27 first place votes. He led the Brewers to their third division crown in 4 years. Bob Mortelli, Fox News.
Okay, good guys. Ice Flyers on the road this week, coming back next Wednesday night, which is Thanksgiving Eve. Take it on Huntsville. Put that on your to-do list in terms of activities. Also, right after that game, you can actually do the ice skating on the rink, the public skating.
Really?
Yeah, they do it after most of the Ice Flyers games. They open up the rink for people. The schedule has November 24th, 1:33, and 4:30, the 27th. The 27th is
Wednesday.
What we just talked about. It will start at 9:30. So you know the Flyers game's going to be over by 9 o'clock.
Right.
So you can set that one. Also, the 30th at 9:30, December 1st, 1:33, and 4:30. More times, just text us. We'll be happy to tell you all the schedule and whatever we're talking about.
Yeah. You can text into 850-437-1620. Again, that's 850-437-1620. If you have questions about that, or quite frankly, anything else, or if you just need a friend. back to the baseball thing. No, it does not surprise me at all that managers from the Central Divisions won those awards. I mean, both Central Divisions were terrible, and then next thing you know, out of nowhere, the Guardians and Brewers just start popping off. So those are very well-deserved.
One of the I'll let you in on this. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the big discussion in Washington today, and you know what that was.
What was that?
Reaffirming biological sex.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
The bathroom issue. There is a transgender from Delaware, a Democratic senator, I believe, who is either way.
Right.
Either way.
They are transgender.
Yeah, exactly. So what has happened here is Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, says, biologically speaking, whatever you were when you were born is where you're going to go to the body.
Right.
So that's it. We'll talk about it. It's coming up.
Yes, absolutely. Also, wanted to touch on this. Texas officials announcing what caused a piece of the roof at AT&T Stadium to fall onto the field on Monday evening. A statement from the city of Arlington summed up the findings of a city building inspector, the deputy fire marshal, and the Cowboys organization. The metal piece that fell was the cover of a cable tray containing low-voltage electrical wires. The cover hadn't been properly secured, and when the roof was opened, the wind blew it loose. The mishap took place before Monday night's game against the Texans.
You know, you have to be real careful what you say, Dave. When I was thinking about how to leverage this.
Well, that's why I was like, oh, they're a transgender person.
One way.
Yeah.
Or both ways or whatever. There's a startup in Chicago on them. Do you remember the Blues Brothers movie when Jake and Elwood were there and they go, well, what do you do here? They're raising money for, of course, the Catholic orphanage is what the movie was about, based about. And he would look in there and he goes, I'm on a mission from God. Remember that line?
Okay, let me rephrase. I remember the movie existing. I didn't watch it.
That was a line, okay. But here we go. A startup in Chicago is on a mission, not so much from God, but to tackle high food costs while prioritizing accessibility and health costs. Fox's Kelly Sabree has the details.
This is Farmer's Fridge. You've seen it in a hospital. It's also at public transportation stops. And all around the country, people are able to get healthy food for the same price as they'll be able to get fast food. We're here in Chicago at their HQ, where a large salad is at most $10.99. The idea struck founder Luke Saunders when he was traveling quite a bit for work, and he struggled to find healthy food on the road. So his goal now, he tells me, is to get Farmer's Fridge to the moon and make healthy food as accessible as a candy bar.
Let me tell you something, and I still can't figure this out. I know in New Orleans, driving to work in the, we call it the CBD, the Central Business District, they would have people in the neutral grounds, which they call here the medians. But the neutral grounds, they would have people selling bags, and they were transparent bags, you know, see-through bags of fruit, full of fresh fruit. And then they would sell them to people going to their offices or whatever.
Yeah.
All I see here are just signs of, like, need money and stuff like that, but nobody's caught on to that one in terms of distributing fresh fruit on the sidewalk.
That's true.
It works very well in the Big Easy, I'm going to tell you. And it's healthy, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that 2 cents in there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. We got
it. Bananas, apples, pears, peaches.
Any fruit.
They had everything stuck in these plastic. And I think they were priced. You heard that lady saying, oh, well, the salad's just $10.99.
Yeah.
You want a fixed income, and you go in there and say, I need a salad for $10.99. They look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
But the bags, I think, were $3 or something like that. And healthy stuff.
Yeah. And speaking of healthy, here's something that's not healthy. Roughly 11% of Americans have high cholesterol. That's the official statistic, according to a new report issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, using data from 2021 to 2023. That's not much of a change from recent years, but the numbers were lower between 2000 and 2014. High total cholesterol in the report is measured as blood levels of total cholesterol of 240 milligrams per deciliter or higher.
Just remind you, 512 this afternoon, Matt Coughlin, Executive Director at Pensacola International, is live with us today on Pensacola Right Now. We'll discuss those positive load factors, the cargo business improving. We'll even talk about the TSA lines. Has the new system improved traffic flow? And we'll also, of course, talk about the new parking spaces. That's coming up 512 on News Radio 92.3.
And what's coming up right now is traffic and weather together. Let's see what we got here. If you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, we do have some backups there, so be on the lookout for that. Same thing with at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. Beyond that, it's the spots we've already been covering. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 45. Beautiful, sunny, clear skies.
Yeah, the migrant surge is coming. I just thought I would throw that out there because it is coming.
Thank you for preparing.
I'm not the only one preparing. The state of Texas, I don't know if you've seen the B-roll on this or not, but they have these huge balls. I mean, huge inflatable balls that float on the river.
Mm.
As the border cross, you can't get through them.
Yeah, it's like a dividing line.
So Texas is reinstating a controversial migrant deterrent in the Rio Grande. Fox's Brooke Taylor reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Last year, when we started seeing this record number of migrant crossings, Texas Governor Abbott started putting these buoys in the river to stop migrants from coming. In 2023, Biden sued Texas, saying this was a humanitarian disaster. So the lawsuit has been ongoing, but this sending a really strong message to the Biden administration. They started putting these buoys back in the water. Right now, there's about 1,000 feet of buoys, the goal to add another 1,000 feet. These are put in areas where there have been strong border crossings. And while migrants can use other routes, Abbott is hoping that with a new administration, he is going to get strong federal support. That way they can add even more of the buoys.
All righty, and if you're just now joining us, I always try to give you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Closing with stocks mixed, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 139 points to 43,408. The S&P 500 gained less than a point to 59,17, so that's not too much of a shift. And then the NASDAQ fell by 21 points to 18,966.
Okay, we need to talk about this because we kind of just talked about it pretty frequently. On the Tuesday show, Gulf Islands National Seashore officials have reopened the Fort Pickens area. Remember, we were kind of warning you because of the bad weather that was coming through here. However, the Fort Pickens campground is remain closed until sometime tomorrow morning. They didn't give me an exact, but sometime tomorrow morning, simply because there's a lot of sandy water on the roadways, in some places up to 6 inches deep. More information and updates can be found on the Gulf Islands National Seashore's Facebook. But, it's Fort Pickens back open.
All righty. And in about 30 minutes here, we do have Matt Coughlin joining in, talking to us about some of the airport stuff going on here locally. But figured I'd tie that into this. Delta Airlines says that it's adding more premium services for some travelers. The airline says high-income travelers are driving the demand for more diverse services. They say wealthy travelers make up about 75% of spending on air travel, and high-income travelers have grown their wealth since 2019. One of those changes will include offering Shake Shack on some first-class flights out of Boston and Atlanta. That sounds good. The airline plans to reveal more details on their strategy during an Investor Day event in New York today.
And coming up, during the 6 o'clock hour, they're feeding me some B-roll on that from Fox. So we'll have some exact information to pass on. It's a great concept. If you want to, and of course, there's a price tag involved. We'll talk about that during the 6 o'clock hour on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. If you're a home buyer, maybe a home seller, watching those mortgage numbers today, Mortgage News Daily reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed a little bit lower today, 7.04% latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.42%.
All righty. And also the makers of, well, before I say the name of the brand and go on with the story, let me ask you this, Chris. If I were to use the words Pokemon Go to you, do you know what that is?
Those cards.
Pokemon, yeah, that's the card
I only
game.
Remember going through the supermarket and kids beat me up to buy them packs of those cards.
Give me those cards.
That's all I know about.
Well, okay. Pokemon Go, you may remember the craze that surrounded it. It's that thing where
maybe my wallet does.
You had that app on your phone that would show you where Pokemon were in real life, and this involved a lot of people walking in front of cars. So, of course, it was criticized as being a pretty dangerous thing, at least if you were stupid. Well, the makers of Pokemon Go say that they are creating a geospatial model that could potentially use AI to navigate the world. In a blog post last week, Niantic said that it's building a large geospatial model that combines millions of scans taken from the smartphones of Pokemon Go players, which will allow computers and robots to understand and interact with the world in new ways. The company says the new AI model is part of the company's visual positioning system, which uses images from users' phones to determine their position and orientation.
Tell me what the demographics are on that. Do you know?
It was a lot of people around my age, This was several years ago. But I'm sure, you know, people would still use this if they were playing Pokemon Go. I don't know if, like, who's still doing that?
Well, I'm just saying, is this an appealing issue for maybe somebody buying Christmas gifts this year or something like that?
If this is someone that already has Pokemon Go, I think it would be interesting. I don't know if this is something where you would read it and be like, oh, well, dadgummit, now I'm getting Pokemon Go, or now I'm putting this money into it. I don't even know if Pokemon Go cost money. I think it did. It had to have, with how big of a deal it was.
Okay, Andrew McKay had a very special guest in today.
He did.
Senator Rick Scott.
Yes.
Stopping on by here and says, he told Andrew he believes former Congressman Matt Gaetz will be confirmed as the new U.S. Attorney General.
I've known Matt since I started running for governor back in 2010. Matt's a fighter. He's smart. He has the president's back. He'll hold the Department of Justice accountable. So my experience with Matt has been very positive. So I hope he gets confirmed because I know the president needs somebody like Matt to run the Department of Justice.
Okay, President-elect Trump nominated Gaetz, as you know, as his AG just last week. Now, this is something interesting that came in earlier today. I wanted to share this with you. The New York Times is reporting President-elect Trump has indicated he thinks former Congressman Gaetz has less than even odds now of being confirmed by the Senate. Just getting this a few minutes ago, Republican lawmakers told Trump and his team they believe Matt Gaetz has little chance of being confirmed. That message has been delivered to Trump, his future White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, and to Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. And it now appears the messaging is at least partially sinking in at this point.
Very well.
One thing else that is partially sinking in. Come to the station today. Got here about 1:30 or so. Walk in, and it looks like a friggin' morgue. There's nobody in this building.
Yeah.
Did somebody not get, I didn't get the message. I mean, you know, what's going on here? No, all of our people are in Nashville tonight.
Yes.
The Country Music Awards, and of course, Cat Country 98.7. Congrats to those guys. Great job, Brent, Mel, and the rest of the team. Let's not forget about Captain Chris and the rest of them.
Right.
Just a bunch of talented people. They're all up in Nashville. Why? Because it is country music's biggest night, and Fox's Michelle Polino has this story.
Morgan Wallen leads the Country Music Association 2024 Awards with 7 nominations, including the coveted Entertainer of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, Chris Stapleton, and Cody Johnson earned 5 nominations, and Post Malone and Lainey Wilson scored 4 each. Jelly Roll, Megan Maroney, Casey Musgraves, Luke Combs, and several others grabbed 3 nominations. Notably absent from the list was Beyonce, who crossed into the country genre this year with her album Cowboy Carter. I got a heart like... Lainey Wilson, Luke Bryan, and Peyton Manning host the show live from Nashville at 8 Eastern on ABC. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wouldn't it be great if Peyton brought his a Bush dog on stage with him? The Bush Beans dog? Have you seen the commercials where the dog talks?
Yeah, the Bush is
that dog talks!
That's about 4:53.
It's the Bush Beans commercial. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, yeah, Bush is Big Beans. I remember, yeah. That's about 4:53 here. We'll take we'll take one last quick break here. When we return, we've got a celebrity once again causing a stir on NBC's Today Show, and he's not the first one to do so. Details on that and more.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do 0 down payment, 0 security deposits, 0 due at signing, and 0 first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. You know, we have to talk. We haven't talked about the weather in about the past 5 or 6 minutes.
That is true.
What is the weather up to? And what is, I see here the transition road from the 110 freeway to Davis looking great this afternoon.
Yeah, it hasn't looked that bad recently. But oddly enough, we do have some backups on North Davis if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, so that same area. We do have some backups there, but they're pretty minor. Also at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street and Pine Forest Road. Wow, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, got some issues there. And on 9 Mile itself, traveling eastbound towards I-10. So there's several spots like that. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 90, the works. As for the weather, though, 71 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a beautiful Thursday. High of 64, low of 45, sunny, clear skies. That's great.
So you can guarantee that for us, right?
Yes, I can guarantee that for you. And Friday is going to be similar. Friday is going to be a high of 62, low of 43.
Very nice. News Radio 92.3. After losing to Republicans this election, the Democratic National Committee kind of cleaned the house, saying, we need some new leadership around here. Fox's Jackie Hendrick is at the White House with more on the story.
The Democratic Party really hasn't fully completed the autopsy on what factors ultimately cost them the House, the Senate, and the White House. But they've got to decide on a new leader before any internal audit even comes out. Martin O'Malley, one name being floated for DNC chair, says the DNC should produce that report. But some Democrats are skeptical of choosing someone currently within the Biden administration and also a failed 2016 candidate. Ken Martin, a DNC vice chair, wants the job. He diagnosed the party failures in an op-ed, quote, "It's time to speak normally, directly, and concisely about the issues that families and communities care most about. Many people around the country don't know what we stand for, which means they don't trust us to advocate for them."
All righty, and hinted at this before the break. Celebrity once again causing a stir on NBC's Today Show. While appearing on the morning talk show today, actor Richard Gere flipped his middle finger in the direction of host Savannah Guthrie. She quickly tried to hide the obscene gesture with her papers while joking with him. The star of Showtime's The Agency said he was just finishing the clip that had been shown to the audience and that he had no control over his hand. Gere's incident came just a day after music icon Cher dropped an F-bomb during an interview on the same show. My goodness, potty-mouthed people and potty-fingered, I guess.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Thursday night.
Yes.
NFL game. I say this, chilly. This is why I say this. Now, there's some method to my madness when I kind of bop in here on this, because you were talking about the weather here. Mm-hmm. Different story for the Cleveland folks. That game is going to be nasty. And I say this is because there's a possibility of lake effect snow, possibility of that, but more possibility of a lot of rain showers and cold temperatures in the 30s.
Man, 35 degree weather and rain.
This is a perfect example of why they make indoor stadiums.
Yeah.
This is brutal.
That's rough.
And I will tell you, so many years I sat in Mile High Stadium in Denver in so many blizzards with sitting in my seat in snow up to my knees, freezing. And I'm thinking, gosh, the Louisiana Superdome sure was nice.
Right. Well, and then you got Buffalo, where they play. Yeah. They get drowned in snow.
And same effect, same lake effect coming in on that stuff.
Yeah, last postseason, their game with the Steelers had to be delayed like a day or two to move it to a more suitable location. It's like, dude, maybe they didn't move it. It was still in Buffalo, but they had to wait for the snow to clear. That's just ridiculous.
Ever watch football games hoping it's going to snow like crazy because it's better visual watching?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Winter Wonderland.
I really hope it's snowing like heck tomorrow night. It is that Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.